let us again start from the Mishnah. We have a very difficult sugya. Mashalas isha lachavoto hachshuda ala shviyis nofo v'kavoro v'rechaim v'tano. So an isha is permitted to lend to her chavoto who's choshed ala shviyis. She's permitted to lend her kalim, which she'll be using to prepare this food that the food which will be also for her to eat. Afal pikeim, Chazal were mata to lend her kalim, and this does not fall into the category of mesayo de ivrei aveiro. And Rashi says ala shviyis. She's choshed al shvish lishmeil peire shviyis ulatzniyam min habiyo ve'eilach. And so one is not permitted to eat peires min habiyo ve'eilach if she won't be mevayadim, she won't be mafkadim. And she's choshed on these peires, afapikain, and permitted to lend her these kalim that she can use for the preparation of this food, which is also als shviyas. Avol leisover veleisitchan ima. But Rashi says, leisover leisitchan ima lesayo, to be mesayeyaha biyodayim, vimnesha also lesayeya biyodayim yidei oivrei aveiro vishas ha aveiro. The lotion of vishas ha aveiro is not too clear. That means, b'shas t'siyua, she's not eating it yet. This is only a preparation. This is only a preparation for the food that will be eaten later. But that's also called preparing food to eat. That's also called shas ha'aveira. So that's called, this is so therefore, chazal asod l'sayeya b'yodai. Now, Eishas Chava, Mashalas La Eishas Amaoretz, Nofa VeKavora. Here, by an Eishas Amaoretz, who's also Choshud, we'll see, Machloikas Abaye and Rova, what she's Choshudan, but an Eishas Chava is also permitted to lend to an Eishas Amaoretz, Nofa VeKavora. But here it says, another Chiddush, that she's permitted, L'sayo B'yodayim. She's permitted to be mesayeya her in the preparation of the food biyodai. So Rashi says, ubeireres v'teichenes, bigmora porich amai. Why is this muta? Harei chashude al hamaisres. So stamar mamaratzim achoshud anafroshus maisres. That's the Yisrael of the Mai. So I'm preparing also the kefut. I'm helping her prepare also the kefut. So what is the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? That is the Gemara's Kasha. Bizman she tmeya lo galsinen, and babaraisa galsinen lo bigmora. Then the Mishnah concludes, avo mishetatel es hamayim lo isiga ima. But after water was added to the flour, loisiga ima lefi shein machzikin yidei oivrei aveiro. Now, let us see what Rashi says. Avo mishetato asamayim loisiga lefi shemishe gilgalo. When he was speaking about before Gilgal Ha'isa, Lefi Shemisha Gilgala, when it will become this Galgal, Hutfila Lechala. So then it will become Tavul Lechala. That means then it gets a Teiras Isa, that there's a Chiv Afroshes Chala, and Kozman Yenat Mafrish Chala, it's Tavul. Vikom Etamo Machmas Kalem Tmeim. Now, if this Eishes Chava, who is a Tahira, she's nizar and tumah betare. So if she'll be megalgo the isa, so the isa will become tumay machmas kalim tmeim, because of the kalim tmeim which will be used for the gilgul ha'isa. Vizu misayata legalgo, and here she is helping her to be megalgo, but also ligraim tumel lechala. And one is not permitted to be goyrem tumel lechala. Now, lechayrem, it would seem over here that by creating gilgul ha'isa, one is creating tevel. That means kolzman v'mishetata l'samayim. Water was put in. We have flour and water. So at the present time, we don't have a chiyuv challah. We don't have tevel l'challah. So there's no isha to be metameh. Now, if this isha am ha'oretz is, and she's choshed on tume, it could be, for all practical purposes, it's tummy already. That could also be that either the isha was metamid or her kelim were metamid. But there's no chiyuv challah. Mishetat lev samayim, and beloisi geima, so then she should not continue. Now they want to make Gilgul Isa, Leisigo, so she shouldn't help her to be Megalgo. Because Gilgul creates Tevel Lechala. And Bachsech Me Rashi Leshitosa, Rashi in Mesechtus Yevomis says that the Isa of Tevel is Chi Misabidei Shemayim by Tevel is Mishum Trume de Isbay, it's a trume that's not Mevura, but it's a trume. That is why Tevel is Chayiv Misabidei Shemayim. So it seems there's a trume in Tevel. So there's a chala also in Tevel. If it's Tevel a chala, there's a chala. It's a Mevura, which is the chala. Number one. So number two. So there's an Issa to be Metame, this chala that is in a state of Eina Mavur, but there's Chala in the Tevel. V'osa ligroim tume lechala. So lechere, for all practical purposes, I mean, I think this would be an Isar Atzmi. That means if she'd be Megalgo, so now she's making Chala, she's making Chala tome. Before there was Gilgul Isa, I feel it was Tomei, but it wasn't Chala that was Tomei. It was Tamazoi. Before Gilgul Isa, it's not Tovel, so there's no Chala. By making it Tovel a Chala, it's considered like I'm being Metame Chala. So Lechere, if, I don't know if this is so much of him, Shein Marzikin, Yidei Oivrei Avere, L'chayre, here on Marzegoy, there's an Isaratzmi over here. I'm being metame. I'm by making it Tovel Lechala, I'm goyrim Tumel Lechala. He says, Marzik Noivrever L'chayre is in the first case. But, Loisovev, Loisitchenimo, so there I'm being Messiah, Oivrei Avera. Over here, maybe the Gemar Gilgul is the Gilgul that makes the Tevel, could be that's also through the Amoritz, so just, and then I'm being Messiah her to create Chale that will become Tomei. V'kulon loy omru elo mipnei darkei sholem. And the coolest that we hear over here, the heter of Asholos Kalim, Or in the second case, by Aishas Amaoretz, we have a heter of Bereres Vetechenes. This is also not a glata heter. Elo Mibnei Darkei Shalom. The heter is al Darkei Shalom. Umarziken Yedei Nochem Bishviyas. Let us see what Rashi says. Bekulon Loi Amru, Sheitiru La'ashilam Kelim, Ulesayom Beloi Shasaveira Atzmo, Hela Mipnei Darkei Shalom. So it seems, let us say, where Rashi said before, the Issa of Ishetatala Samayim, then there's an Issa to be Mitame. That means there's tevil. I'm making tevil, and by doing this, I'm being metame chala. But the previous pa'ulas, the pa'ula of tchine and breire, breires v'treichenes merakedes, this is mistama, this is not called shas aveira. Here I'm not, there's no matzah preparing it for eating. So that's called amisayei b'shas. This is a preparation for eating. But the siyua, to make it flour, and then after it's flour, so then they'll make an isin and will become chalat meyo b'metama d'chal. It seems that's not called a shas aveira. So that's why this is mutam ibnei darkei shalom. Marzikim yedei nochim hashtemashme misayin mamish. V'misayin nochim b'shviyis avol loy yedei Yisrael. V'shoylem b'shloimim neidar k'sholem v'shoylem b'shloimim kol ha'yomim v'afal pi shamatol v'zagdu v'chviyis v'afal pi shamatol al hanochi shem shamayim sh'asholem shmoy shal ha'kodesh b'olchu. But this is done b'bnei dar k'sholem. Frekti gemore ma'ishno reishe u'ma'ishno seifet. So Rashi says, the Ketani, we learned in the Reisha, Loi Sover, Shemesayes Yedei Oivrei Aveire Shviyas. I'm being Mesayeya, those who are Nitzhul and Achila Shviyas. It says, Loi Sover, Omaish No Sever, the Ketani, Uboireres Vetechenes, Valoi Mesayes Yedei Oivrei Aveire Tevel, and Amoretz is Choshev, Yilifresh Maisris, I'm Messiah, someone who's going to eat Tevil. So why in the Reisha were they Mekel, and the Machmer and the Sefer they were Mekel? Omar Abaye, Roiv Amei Ha'oretz Ma'asrenei. Roiv Amei Oretz, Amafresh Maisris, Hilka, Zutrashi. We have here a Roiv. So, we could rightfully assume that I'm not being Messiah, this Eishes Am Ha'oretz, to eat a Dover Ha'osa, Mestoma, they were Mafresh, Maisres. There was no Siyua, Lo Ivre Yavere. Hilkach, Shosho, the Rabbonon, Baal Mehi. This is only Achshash, the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon did not change the facts. That means it's a Roif. I could rely that I'm not being Messiah Ivrei Avera, that the Amaratzim are not Ivrei Avera. Moses Achshash, the Rabbonon, that we have to be Chayish, there's a Miut Amaratzim, which are not Mafresh Maisim. So by Achshash, Neidal Kei Sholem Mutel Esayim. So Memele, since it's only Achshash, so they were matter al tal keshol. Avol chashuda al ashviyis. But the reisha, that she is choshud al ashviyis, mashmid the muziklon bo shechashuda. There we know that she is chashuda. If we know that she's chshuda there, you mesayeya oivrei aveir. That was Abaye's teretz. Rava oma hoche ba'am ha'oretz v'rameya v'tume v'tayro v'rabola. Rava said that we're not speaking about an am ha'oretz that's choshuk milahafrish ma'isritz. We're speaking about an am ha'oretz v'rameya. Rameya calls this person an am ha'oretz. He's not choshud on hafroshes maisres, he's choshud on tumah v'tayra. The sanya, we learned in Abaraise, eizel amaoretz, kol she'enoi oichul chulyei v'tayra divrei rameya, v'chamim oimrim kol she'enoi ma'aser peyosok. Zot trashi, the trashi rova oma, lo'ilom, Kemechze al mechze misafkinelu. Rotaisus means that even though, Rerash means even though Roy Amaratze Masre, but the Chumre the Rabbonon was that I shouldn't rely on the Roy. That was the Chumre the Rabbonon. And the Mele, so if I don't rely on the Roy, so then I have a Sofik. So without relying on the Rebbe, I have a suffix, what they mafrish, what they mafrish. So therefore, if I don't have a birur of Rebbe, and I have a suffix, even though the whole suffix is only midarabonon, but the Rabbonon said, you have to declare, don't rely on the Rebbe. So midarabonon, I have to declare, maybe this is tevel diaraisa. Midrabonon, I have to declare, maybe I'm being misayeya, someone who's going to be over on Yisrael Dereis. Umas Nisan, some emele. So then, utake biyosa, if we'll be an ama oretz, that's choshud al maises. Umas Nisan, b'murzik la'aser koma. We're speaking about that Eishis ama oretz, he's murzik la'aser. V'ama'oretz tarameyehu shechoshud lechol peiris betume. He's choshud lechol peiris betume. And what is that? If he eats tomedike peiris, v'hach tume v'tare dechulun, this iser, that he's not allowed to eat chulun deke peiris betume, you have to eat chulun tahirim, Rabbonon, this is also be the Rabbon, the Torah leizira lechel betare ele truma bekotche. Bilva, hilkach lav isura diereisi, so this is not an isura diereisi, nigdar ke sholim mutter lesayim. So it seems Rove is saying that mishloime by dmai, so it's a sofik, be the Rabbonon, maybe it's tevel diereisi. I gave it in a Vesafik HaShokul. So there is a Chash, Yenna could be, is being Oivan Yisrael, Diraisis, I'm not allowed to be Messiah. Over here, this Amoritz is Choshed only, being Oivan Yisrael, the Rabbonah, the Nat Nizel, Lechel, Cholom, Betare. So, to be Messiah, be Yisrael, the Rabbonah, if the other alternative will be that there won't be Sholem, there'll be Merive, there'll be Akpode. So Chazal won't matter to be Messiah, someone. And as I even said, the Rabbonim, I'm not Dalke Sholem. So that is Pshat according to Lore. Frekte Gemore, Vamidiktoni Seifo, Mishetatala Samayim, Loisiga Imo. Mechlal dereshe lav betume betara askin. So now the Gemara is asking a kasha on Rove. The Sefer says, Mishetatla samayim loisiga imo. So it seems dereshe, there's no tume betara whatsoever. Let us see Rashi. Vamediktoni Sefer, svirale lahai de polish. The Makshin held. The tam de Mishetatla samayim also. משום דהוכשרו עכשיו הוא, ועד עכשיו לא הוכשרו. So for Kerzog, then it says two halachas. It says in the Sefer, if it was hukshar, so then you're not allowed to be nisayeya. So that would seem that if you look by Tumas Chulin, you're also not allowed to be nisayeya. That's number one. And the reisha that it says that you are permitted to be nisayeya is speaking about when it's lay hukshar. That's how the Makshin understood Pshat in the Mishnah. So Memele, so now the Reish is also, so you have a double kasha. So Lechere, the Sefer would seem you're not allowed to be Misayeya because of the Chash Tume, Yemetam Achule. So we see not the way Rav said, the Nyaz be Misayeya, Filo Mipnei Darkei Sholem, Afol Nisar, the Rabbonon of Tumas, of Chulin B'Tare. That's number one. And number two, the Reisha says that you're permitted to be Misayeya, and they're speaking about when it's not Mukshel L'Kabel Tumah. And the Heter is Al Darkei Sholem. So why do you need a Heter of Darkei Sholem if it's speaking by the way Rav says it's speaking about the Tnemun Al HaMaisres? The whole problem is that the chosh dan tumah v'tayre, but if it is not mukshel, so you're not being misayeya in any way. Let us see Rashi. Svilai the pasuk that tamdim shetavos mayim osam mishum dehushu achshavu ba'ad achshav lo yehushu michlal dereisha lav the tumah v'tayre sheyeshum nidnod avera de tumah. There's no nidnod avera de tumah. The Lehukshiru, we benemon al hamaisres kamayri. So you have here, there's no siyua helping someone eat chulin bitume, because it's not muksha. And there's no siyua to be marshal bachilas demai, because it's thinking about that they're nemon al hamaisres. So why do we need a heter on the reisha of Darkei Sholem? In the reisha, there's no problem whatsoever. That was the kasha on Rav. So Rav answers, "No, you're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah." Reisha b'seifa b'tuma b'tare. No, say the Reisha b'seifa speaking about the chash of tuma b'tare. And the Reisha b'seifa speaking about that it's mukshel l'kabel tuma. The Reisha b'tuma aschulen b'seifa b'tuma aschal. Zot Rashi, Reisha b'seifa b'tuma b'tare. U'b'peiris mukshorim. Say the Reisha, say the seifa speaking about the peiris that can be mukabel tumme, because they're muksha. The reisha kozman shalei gilgula, before gilgula isa, eina ela tumes chulin the rabbonim. So the whole problem is, I'm being misayeya to create a machel which will be eaten bitume, which is anisa the rabbonim. But like gozo bo mishim misayeya, bimokim dalchei shalim, ובלבד שלא יתויכל. Now that's what Rashi is saying over here, that even though they were matter an Isser to be Messiah, a person who's going to be over an Isser Darabona, Mibnei Darkei Sholem, so perhaps one might think, oh, to Mibnei Darkei Sholem, a Messiah, someone is going to do an Isser Darabona. So Mibnei Darkei Sholem, let's say if they'll offer me to eat from this chulin tumei. Now, if I won't accept the offer, I'll get insulted. Now, but the whole Isser is only an Isser the Rabbono. So that's what Rashi is saying over here. The only one matter to be Messiah, someone who's going to be over an Isser the Rabbono. But you yourself, to be over an Isser the Rabbono, that's the one matter to be Darkei Sholem. The seife betumes chala, the eraise, שאוסר לטעמו ביד, תרסיב את משמרס תרומויסאי, עובד לא שימו. זה ממילא, the safer is that it means if you'll be megalgal, the isa you'll be metamachal. Because you're creating a chiyuv tevel, and in the tevel is kolu chala besoichoi, so memelas will come out that either you're being mesayeya or you're goyim chala she yitome. So that's why it's also. So memela, that is the machlokes abaye and rova. That Abaya holds, for all practical purposes, we could learn that Abaya holds that the only heter and the sefer they were matar and eshus chover to be mesayeh and eshus hamoritz, they were only matar by achshosh balma, by dmai, which is only achshosh balma, they were matar. But by tume vetare, they assert. It could be Tumah V'Tahara V'Asr, even though it's an Isser Darabono. And according to Rove, by Amesayei and an Isser Darabono, they were matter of Tarkei Sholem. V'Raminu, Aleshu Akash. We learned, Toichanin, ומפקידים עצל אוכלי שביעס ועצל אוכלי פרסיים בטומן. אבל לא לאוכלי שביעס ולא לאוכלי פרסיים בטומן. Now let us see what this means. תכנן תבוא מסוכנס. That means I have תבוא מסוכנס. This is a אישס חובה. She has תבוא מסוכנס. ומפריש מייסרס. Umafkidin, and it's not shviyas. Umafkidin, and I can be teuchen, and I can be mafkid this tvua after the tchine. Eitzel oichle shviyas. Mafkidin oisa eitzel oichle shviyas. And I'm saying, watch it for me. She'ein chashudim loyla achle. I don't have to clarify shayla that this person who is choshed on shviyas will be machle. And they'll say, no, I eat shviyas. I found, but now he's giving me this is real kosher food, so I'll take it for myself and I'll give him some shviyas. Some shviyas tvur. No. And sheikh shudim loyla achle. And now the sefer, the same thing is teichnin umafkidim eitzel oichle peresayim betume. You have people who eat betume, eat chulin betume, so I could be mafkided by him, and I don't be chayish v'loy liga. That's what Rashi says, she'en chashudim loy la'achliv v'loy liga. This person is choshud to eat chulun t'mayim, but if I give him chulun t'ayim to take, to watch, for because I don't be chayish v'loy metamit. He'll keep his hands off of it. Aval loy le'oich le'shviyis v'loy lo'oich le'peresayim betum. Aval loy lo'oich le'shviyis uktrashi t'vue shal oivrei avere ein teichnen oisa lehem. Le'oich le'shviyis means for oich le'shviyis. It means the Reish is speaking about eitzel oich le'shviyis. I'm doing it for myself. I'm doing it by you. I'm giving it to you because the Seif is speaking about that you're oich le'shviyis, I want to help you to be teichen. So that's awesome. Avoloi le'oich le'shviyis, tvu ishaloi v'rebeir, ein teichen anayshim le'em, shosu l'sayim, ba'avei rosa. And it says the same thing. You're not allowed, v'loi lo'oich le'peresayim betumet. A person who eats the peres betumet, so you're not allowed to be misayaya. And according to Rove, the Mishnah says, that you're allowed to be misayeya oich le'peresayim betume. Since this is only an iso darabono, there's no zera of misayeya. What does Rashi say? Masisim toni techen esima umuk mislo rov ezetzayin oichel chulin betume.
Omar Abaye, so Abaye said a teretz. So Taisu says, that means Abaye personally did not have a problem over here. Abaye holds that Tavke, there were only matter to be Messiah and Amaoritz that eats the Mai, because Mai Zachshosh Baoma. But a person is choshe to be oiva nisa the rabbonon to eat chulam betumah. You're not allowed to be messiah. So here it's very good. Avoloi lo oichle peresein betumah. You're not allowed to help them be teichen. But Rava says the mission is telling us that you're allowed to be messiah or someone who is choshe to be oiva nisa the rabbonon als darkei sholem. So Ravish well, so Omar Abaye, Abaye is answering for Ravish. Hosom bekoyin hechoshud lechel betrume betuma askine, the havelei tume dierais. So here we're not speaking about chuma. We're speaking about trume, and we're speaking about a koyin over here that eats trume, and their choshud to eat trume betume. So it's very good. So here you bring Misayaya, someone that's choshe to be oivan isa deraisa, ti trumet meye. That's why it's also, our Mishnah speaking about chulin, and this deraisa speaking about trumet. Oma abaye hu bekoin, isa deraisa hu kedefrishis. Was is an isa deraisa? Frag the Gemara. Ihochi, Mafkide. It says, so that's the story. So we're speaking about, now we're not speaking about chulin anymore. We're speaking about a trume with a coin. And it says, Umafkidin eitzel oichlai peresein betume. So that means I'm allowed to be mafkid my trume by a koyin. We're speaking about a koyin that eats trume, a koyin that eats trume betume. I'm allowed to be mafkid my trume by him, and I don't have to clear shemo yigaboy. Now we're playing about with the raisus already. That's what it says. You don't have to be chay shemo yigaboy. Like the Gemara, Yochi mafkidin. Is that true? Are you allowed to be mafkid eitzel a koyin? Amoritz, a koyin is not nizo betume. You're allowed to be mafkid, and you don't have to be chay, she won't be metame your tume. The Raminu aleshu akashe. Mafkidin tume eitzel Yisrael amoritz. Veloi eitzel koyin amoritz, mnei sheliboy gasbo. Let us see Rashi. Yohi mafkidin? Ibekoyin koi. Mimotzi mafkidin etzloi. Is it permissible to be mafkid trume by a koyin who's choshed to eat trume tmei v'loi chayish emo yiga? You don't have to be chayish. Maybe he'll be negeya. Maybe he'll be metame your trume. We learned you're allowed to be mafkid trume to Yisrael Amor. The mitoich sheini rogel bo lo yiga bo. I mean, he's very scared of Truma. Truma, this is not it's not his machel. Truma is chama. Truma is misim deishmaim. So he won't chepo with Truma. He won't touch it. He won't do anything with it. But a koyin amor, it's gaspo rogel bo. So he's rogel betrume. I care to, by him, there's no pachad, he eats trume keseidach. Monoslam, he eats trume tmei also. So al kaponim, such a person is not allowed to be mafkit trume etzloi, because he might touch and he'll be metamit. And here you're telling me we're speaking about, according to Rove, we're speaking about trume, we're mafkit it by a koyim. It's choshut to eat trume tmei. Omar Rabbi Eloi, hoche ma'eskinon b'chlicheres amukev tzomet posel. So the mother says, I'll tell you, here that it says mafkidin, we're speaking about that there's no chash of that the kohen, there's no poshet of chash that the kohen will be metame the tume. I gave him tume in a klicheres. A klicheres is not mekabo tume mekabo. The klicheres is sealed. It's a tzomet posel olam. That means there's a cover on it and it's mechuba. It's sealed. So I don't to be chayish will break open the seal to touch it. I don't to be chayish. So memele, it will never become tome. I said, there it's speaking about that you're not allowed to be mafkit tume by a kohen amor. It's speaking about not in the tzomet posel. So memele fakel. So a kohen that's choshed lechol tume betume, he might touch it. That's a chashtak. That's a mefkidin. But he was speaking about that it's shamu from tume. Klicher is hamukim tzom in posel. Frank the Gemara. But let me tell you something. At tzomit, klicher is hamukim tzom in posel is not tume proof. That means it's not, it's to be mekabel tume. The leichosh shema tasitenu ishtoinida. We're speaking about amaratsim who are not nizer. Nachilus tume betume. Now his wife, she becomes a nida. So b'shas nidoso, she'll be massed. She'll move. They won't break open the seal, but they'll move it. They'll move this klicheres. And the nida is metame behesed, and the klicheres that summit puzzle is also mekabel tume behesed. So we're back where we started from. So the zikra and afshoris of kabbalas tume, and the kahanim amaratzim. So how are you allowed to be mafkit? How can you say that the previous parais is speaking about tume, and speaking about a koyin that eats tume betume? Tell me the case you're not allowed to be mafkit. That let us see Rashi. So Rashi says. Nido metame es maso, vafu pisha ein negas. Erlo oma rabirmiye lekashe, kan beperish shehufshiru. That what it says, ein mafkidin, tume, etzel koin amoretz, means it was hufshiru lekabo tume. So me meilem, I have to be chayish. Maybe the shoyma, the coin, will be metamid, shema yigabo, or whatever it is, shema tasitan, or ish tainide, asha'en kain. First paraisa we learned that mafkidim is speaking about that it's not muksha lekabel tume. So it's not muksha lekabel tume. So my male doesn't what shema yigabo, taka yigabo, but it won't be mekabel tume. And why says the chiddush is that I don't declare maybe it'll be machsheret. If I say I don't have to declare that it'll be machsheret. Zuk Rashi. Kan hodu toni mafkidin b'shuch shiro. Bo hodu toni mafkidin the first barais b'shaloi huch shiro. B'tavayu b'trumet. So if it's shaloi hukshiru, so why can't I be misayaya the koyin in ein teichnin le oichlei peresein betume? So Rashi says the tavai betume b'shalahem also le sayon the chava lo yoda I hukshiru iloi. The chava does not know if it's hukshonat. That means. We're speaking about the chovas being mafkid perish lehushru. So Mamela, she allowed you nothing what to worry about, but to be misayaya. This koyin amoritz, I don't know the matzav of his perish. How should I know the matzav of his perish? So therefore, one is not permitted to be misayaya, maybe there you're being misayaya to do an isel derais. Or a minu, the most of the last year, a kasha.
Amoylech chitim letaychan kusi. A person brings chitim to, this is, a kusi who's a teichan by profession. Hey letaychan amoretz. Harei elu becheskosom lemaisa velishviyis. That means, when I'll get it back, I do not have to be afraid it was huchlav. I can assume what I gave to him, that's what I'm getting back. Aval loy letume. When it comes to tume, I cannot be assured that it's toil. I gave it him toil. Could very well be I'm getting it back to me because he was negeya boy. Let us see Rashi. L'toichen ze shem ha'umen b'loshen ha'mishnah. V'cheskoson shem choshud la'achlif. He's not choshud to gemach v'shein emurusa. U'be'peiris shviyis. I can assume I got back the same peiris that were given to him. Avo lo'y letume chayshinon shem onoga. V'le'el k'toni markidin etzlon. He says, here it says, you mafkidin eitzel oichloi peresein betumen, that's an amoretz. Ninat chayish shema yigam. And here it says, aboloi letume, you're not allowed to give to a toichen amoretz, because every bichayish shema noga behem. So we have a stira from here, this is from here to the first halacha we had. So the Gemara says, Hai mai rumya, what is the kasha? Lavo kimne beperish lehukshiru. We said before that the first paraisa we learned is speaking about perish lehukshiru. If it's perish lehukshiru, so there's no problem. Let him be negay. It's lehushu. And here it's speaking about peirish lehushu. So, frak the gemore, with the korilo, my korilo. So what was pshat in the makshin? Why did he bring this paraisa? The teretz is poshut. We just have pshat. But the only reason we are makel, we not chayi shema yigabem, is because it's speaking about lehushu. So the Gemara says, Mishim, really he's bringing this because he wants to ask another kasha. This kasha tak is not shver. The kaboy le milme achrite alo, because he wants to ask another kasha on this. We learned harei elu becheskosan le maiser le shvitz. I brought it to a teichen. I brought tvua misukenes to a teichen, which is not, which I was mafresh maisres already. It's not perish shviyas. So it says, Arei, Eilu becheskosu lamaisu shviyas, I don't have to declare that I'm getting back something different. I'm not chayish lachlufi. Reminu, alesho akashem, hanoisin lachamaisoi. A person will see heda isa, the heda dough. And he's asking his mother-in-law to bake it for him. So we're afraid that she's going to go and give him back a different dough. And she's going to eat up the dough that he gave. Now, so therefore, so there's a merely can hug on him. Ma'asa eshehu noisin lo. So whatever he gives her, since his achshat shall be machlev, so he has to be mafresh maisres. If she decides to take his, he shouldn't be machshel her and eating, Achilles Tevel. Ve'eshuhu neitel heimeno. And when she gives him back a finished product. He gave her a dough, and she's going to give him back a challah. So memele, so before he eats it, he should not assure himself, well, I gave her an isa misokenes, but that could not be what she gave you back. Could be she was machlev. So whatever he gets back, so because of the shash of achlofe,
He does his maisa what he gives her, that he shouldn't be machshel her if she's going to eat his. And whatever he receives, he's mafresh maisles, that he shouldn't be nichshel nechilas tevel. So we see klal that we're chayish lachlofe. And here it says before, by your teichen, you give to a teichen, you have nothing but to worry about. Whatever you gave him, that's what you're getting back. It says further, Mibnei shechashude, she's choshud, v'chalefes hamiskalko. That means, what will be if he gave her an isa and she begged a challah, and it burnt. So she doesn't want to give him a burnt challah. What is the Edom going to say about his shviga that doesn't know to bake? That's very embarrassing. And her daughter also shouldn't give her daughter a burnt challah. So she'll make another challah from her isa. Now, her isa is like That means she doesn't want her daughter to have a burnt challah, and she doesn't want, she's ashamed that her son-in-law should see what kind of a baker she is. So that's why she'll be machlo. So then you chay shvach lofe, obos tamazay atoichen, is no legitimate reason to be machlo. I mean, not such, this is a, s'memelum not chay shvach, he's machlo. Let us see what Rashi says. Anoisen, but Michael Lila, we said already that the first Parais is speaking about that it was not Muksha. That's what we brought it here to ask Lafushin by Tikshalom. And on Tume, it's not Shver, because they're speaking about, it's Muksha. Anaisen lachamoise iso lisaknoloi, vuhuchova, vihi eishes am haoretz. And she's an eishes am haoretz. Vihi eishes am haoretz, vihit bilo lekach. Now, Ashi wants to mention another problem. How can you give your shviger, who's an eishes am haoretz, you give her your isa, she's choshe to be metamet. So before he gave it to her, yes, you know, I'm nizer, you got a fruma edem, you know, so I ask you to go to the mitzvah to be metari yourself. Bitvilu lekach. So there's no chash of tume. Shechshude mechalefes hamiskalkel, v'neisenes loy hayofe shalom. Hilka, since there is such a chshav, ma'aser eshu noisenlo. What he's giving her, so since there's a chshav, she might end up with his isa, he's gonna end up with her isa. So me'mele, ma'aser eshu noisenlo, she'im tachlifenu, if she'll be machlefet, nimtso machilo she'ene musa. See, he gave her something that's ene musa, she'll eat his. Is also master. See, he's eating a shiny musa. Look to Gemara Vayta. It's not some as she wants to be mekalkel yena. If she's doing it for very good intentions. For good intentions, we're taking chayish, maybe they will come out of hachlof. Ula alma loy chayshino. Ula alma loy chayshino bosnan. Anoisin lepundaikis. Now he was speaking about Versi Rashi. Talmud hayoshiv hufnei raboy. Benis achsein eitzel am haorez pundaikis. Here is a Talmud Chochem that's learning, and he's staying by an inn that
seems he gave the food and she makes it. So also the same halacha. So the Isa, he's giving her that she should bake for him. He's mafrish maisus on it. Again, v'chayish v'achlofe. V'eshu noitel emenu. Minei shemach alafes. Hosom mayriya v'omro. There's another chash. Bar beirav leichel chamimo v'ani eichel kerire. What does Rashi say? Osam nami legesinocha miskalko. Here, for somehow, this, she's not, we don't have the reason of that, but we have a different chash over here. Osam nami letoivehi miskavenets. She has good intention. Meri la'atzmai ros mitzveh bechilav zeh. Bar beirav chamimeh. Bar Beirav, he's a Talmud Chochem, he should have fresh bread. Lekriro la'acha beis yomi mei gimel, is lekriro la'acha beis yomi gimel, he machlifa. So the maisa, mistama the isa that he had given her, mistama could last for a few days. So the maisa, eventually, she'll feel that it's proper for her to bake with her Isa and to give him fresh bread, and she'll eat his Isa. So again, so this is, she's doing the Shem Shemaim, so we write to Ebachshash. But some of them were not Chayish for Achlof. I have Teichen were not Chayish for Achlof. For Asanya, Eishes Chova, Teichenes, in Eishes Amhoret, Bizman Shehi Temeo. Now, there's a lot of problems over here, but let's just learn Rashi without solving any problems. An Eishes Chova is Teichen in Eishes Amhoret. They're Teichen together, Bizman Shehi Temeo. Avoloi bizman shehi tohira. That's what Rashi says. Teichenes misayat. So we're having here an Eishes Chava is helping an Eishes Am Ha'oretz be teichen. Which is a big problem. I mean, if she's an Eishes Am Ha'oretz, okay, according to Bai, it's good. Because the whole thing is a shash ba'alma. They said there was no Issa l'sayeya. According to Rava, we have a problem. But let's, Pesach has this question. But let's just go further. Pechen is misayata. So, we're not being down now on the Issa Siyua for some reason. Bizman shehi tmeya. Now, this is permissible if the Eishes Chava is tome. Eishes Chava. Bekiven de bimei tume. Shin she's bimei tume. Eino Regilo Liga Betaritz. Now we'll see this episode, shash, that when a person is in the middle of working, sometimes they help themselves to some of the food. That's episode, there's such a shash. Now here we have a problem. If she's working together with Anashus Amore, she's helping Anashus Amore, well, the flour that being taken is, this is a chash pebble over here. That's the mai. And she'll help herself. She's a psamuk chash over here. She's involved in processing food. There's a chash. Maybe she might come and eat. So it says like this, bizman she tmeya, there's no problem. When she's tomei, Bekiven to be made to me ain't a regular liga betare. She knows that she can't touch food. I mean, she has already, she's shoma, she won't touch food. She's a tmeya. Avaloi bizman shehi tohira. But when she's a tohira, so then lechai, she might help herself. Unintentionally. Av Shimon ben Elazar Oymer, af bizman shehi temeya loisi tchoin. She should not help in the tchina,
מפני שחב אותו ניסנס לא ואיכלס. What does Rashi say? Neisenes lo. Alma cheshude eishes am haoretz lignoiv mishal baylo veliten lechavoto. Hamod nezach. So the Gemara is medame. That means we're afraid she won't take on her own accord. She's Tomei, but Chavata Neisenes lo Veichelus. And the Chavata will be Machel her Demai. That's what we're afraid of. And this Shmire of she's a Tomei is only that she won't take on her own accord, but she'll give, she might take. So what? So we're afraid that the Chavata will be Machel her husband's, the Chavata will be Machel her husband's Kemach to this lady. That's Gneve. I say Sakash, it's a Matavim Boethes. But let's just plow through the Gemara, not really understanding all the Platim. So the Gemara says, Hashte Mignad Gonvo, Chalufi Loi Mechalfe. So Memele, if we see, and Amoretz is Choshub Afilu, and Gneve, she'll take her husband's Kemach and give it to this lady. So why aren't they chayish to be machlep? We were talking about a toichen am ha'oretz, and he's not chayish to be machlep. And here you say the even chayish, achlofa l'choyre is less than gneiva. Achlofa is, I'm just exchanging, I'm taking yours and giving you something else. Here we see that on the ma'oretz is choshud afilu to steal from the husband. Omar Rav Yosef, Hosom Nami Moiria Vomro Taira Midishe Kaochil. He also, she feels there's no stealing involved. Just like there's a love of Leisachsem Sher Bedishe. So Memele, so while it's working, you're allowed to eat. So Memele, so this woman is also working. The Mamela, she's permitted to eat from the food that she doesn't take. I'll give to her. So Mamela, so again, this Vaita, there's no shash of Achlofe, Stamazoi. The Stamazoi, Alts, Lahora, there's no shash of Achlofe. But here the shash of Gneve is because she feels there's no Gneve, there's nothing wrong. Teire Tura Midishe Koche. Let us go further. Heyid Rab Yaisi Ben Amishulam Mishum Rab Yechan and Ochiv Shamishma Balosa Ben Chisim. Ein Oisin Chalas Am Ha'oretz Petairo Avol Oisin Isas Chuyoy Betairo Venoit Leimeno Kedei Chalo Uminiche Bekvisho Oiba Anchoisa. Sheboa Lamoret Lito Neitel Ashtayim Ba'in Echoisa. Now let us see what we're speaking about over here. Heyid Rabbi Yaisi Beraisi Ein Oisin Chalas Am Ha'oretz Betar. Am Ha'oretz Sha'oma Ligabel Chobo. You have a gabel as a person who needs dough. And he's a chobo. Hafreish chala meisosi. So the Amoretz comes over to this chava, and he says, I want you to be mafresh chala. Asay oiso betaren. You should make sure the chala should be toher. Lo yishmaloi. So this Amoretz is starting from the second floor. That means most probably it's tummy already. He made the isis, so most probably it's tummy, but he wants to have mahuda de ketoya de kechala. He doesn't feel that it's tummy through him, so mele, so he wants to do his laish malo, shrekva nitme kole ise, nitme kole ise biyada mohit. Va koyin, and if the koyin is the one that's going to be mafresh chala, va koyin yismach al hagabo shuchov, well, he was mafresh the chala. So it's toyer de kechala. So therefore, in such a case, the gabel should not be mafrish chala whatsoever. But if he approached this gabel, you do everything. You make the isa, then he's mafrish chala, then it's not getoyer. Let's see what Rashi says. And he puts it bekfisha oy ba anchusa. Kalim shel baloi chamosais. That means these are kalim which are made from broken achemis, jugs of water. The ein regilim litain behem isa, the tume ein mekabla. They're not mekabla tume because it comes from a sheva keli. And there's another tnai over here which, bachlal, you don't put isa into such kalim. They're not payment for such kalim. And they're not mekabla tume. And you give him both of them. You give him one kfisha you give him aistis the challah, and one you give him the rest. Ve'ene choshesh hagabel shemo yiga'am ha'oretz b'challah v'yitameno olekamei meforishtayim.